Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of Salvation. Chapter 2. The unique condition of the salvation offered by the Gospel. One of the ways in which we may advance in knowledge about the breadth of the Gospel of God, as we already mentioned in the previous chapter, is to know the various compound names that are used for this Gospel in the Scriptures. However, for this knowledge to be more accurate and useful, it is also necessary to know in more detail the main characteristics that are associated with each of these different names. For example, for a person to understand better or more widely what the Gospel of the Kingdom, the Gospel of God's righteousness, and the Gospel of peace is, it is necessary for him or her also coming to know what the Lord teaches about what his kingdom, righteousness, and peace are. For people not to incur deductions and definitions of their own or the world about what is associated with each of the names of the Gospel or what indeed constitutes them, they need to be instructed on what the Lord himself declares and teaches about every main facet of his Gospel. Therefore, just as the definitions of the kingdom, righteousness, and peace of God are established and revealed by the one who offers them and makes them available to human beings, and not by the world nor by its inhabitants, so it also regards the salvation offered specifically by the Gospel of the Lord. For a person to understand the facet of salvation associated with the Gospel in a more profound and precise way, one also needs to know more accurately or in detail what indeed are the characteristics that God attributes to this particular facet of his Gospel. In the world, there are many needs for salvation, many different types of salvation, and constant needs for rescue interventions in the most diverse areas and at the most varied moments of people's lives. However, are these the primary salvation needs that the Gospel of Salvation aims to meet? Would the ultimate goal of the Gospel of Salvation be to present itself as the full solution to the continuous demand for protection and deliverance from the most diverse material, physical, or natural situations in which people need to be saved? When we look at the account of the latest events that occurred around the crucifixion of Christ, we can see that the two criminals crucified alongside the Lord Jesus had divergent expectations concerning the salvation of God. While one of the evildoers saw in the imminence of death also the end of any possibility of some action of the salvation of the Lord, the other saw that the salvation that Christ offered was far superior to the temporal and earthly deliverance that many awaited. Although seeing that he would not be saved from the crucifixion and the physical death that followed it, the evildoer who realized the greatness of God's salvation that was in Christ honored the Savior and cried out to him for the broader or higher aspect of this salvation, to the point of also receiving it from the Lord, according to the narrative below. Luke 23:39-43. Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Since the salvation contained in the Gospel of God comes from the kingdom of God, it should be noted that it is also according to this kingdom that it is offered to human beings. Although God has all the power to manifest himself as the Savior of people in the most diverse material areas of their lives, and even though the Lord does this type of salvation on their behalf countless times, since without the Lord's continuous intervention no one would be able to subsist in its natural life condition, the salvation that the heavenly gospel offers has its own or specific purposes and which are defined according to the kingdom of God, and not according to the kingdoms of the world. The salvation offered in the Gospel of God is the most essential and valuable salvation that has ever existed, exists, or will ever exist. and the salvation that the gospel of the Lord presents is the most important salvation that a person can experience in his or her entire existence. At this point, we want to underscore once again that God can save and continuously saves people from all sorts of salvation needs that they face in their daily lives, but this does not mean that this kind of salvation is the type defined by the Lord as the salvation that constitutes one of the compound names of His gospel. The scriptures inform us that not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the consent of the Lord who reigns over everything, everyone, and every detail, but even so the salvation presented by the gospel has a specific purpose and which is very distinct from this general care that God performs for all creation. The salvation offered by the gospel of God is unique in its constitution, the way in which it is offered, how it can be received, as well as regarding the purposes for which it is offered.